Hello, everyone, and wow, do I have a treat for you. Welcome to episode 18 of Utopia to Me, with me, Chris Locke, your friend and host, and gotta tell you, I'm all on the couch, all bundled up in my PJs, with my nice big robe wrapped around me. It's the holiday season. Christmas lights are up in our apartment. It looks very nice. And, man, we have a special guest, you know, and it's the holidays. Whatever you're celebrating, I know, take some time off. Who cares? Just hang out. Eat all the food you want. Hug everybody. Doesn't matter who it is. Even if they're about to kill you with a knife, just give them a hug because it's a special holiday season. And, you know, I grew up celebrating Christmas with my family, but not in the very religious way. We're not very religious, but we just did the tree and the presents and, you know, steak. You know, classic Christmas, like tree, presents, steak, maybe some mashed potatoes, maybe some glasses of red wine, a dog running around. You know, classic, classic sort of holiday imagery like that. Rockwell painting, you know, dog stealing the steak from the dad, you know. Is it Rockwell? Norman Rockwell painting? So today's guest is an icon of the holidays, mostly no matter what religion you are. If you're in North America especially, and parts of Europe, I think, this guy is an icon. It's Santa Claus, okay? I've actually got Santa Claus on the podcast for episode 18, holiday season, Christmas, whatever you want to call it. The man who brings you presents from the North Pole came and talked to me for an hour about what his utopian... Okay, it's got a little trick to it. You'll have to listen to it because obviously he already lives in the perfect world that he wants because he loves kids. He loves giving them toys. So his utopia has a different angle, which you will find today. But I'm really excited, and we had a great time. We talked about... We learned a lot about Santa. You're going to learn a lot about Santa. I hope I was a nice interviewer because I really want what I want for Christmas, which I, you know, I can't say because then I'll jinx it. But you know what? Listen to this. You're going to love it. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Batman does smell, actually, in the Christopher Nolan trilogy, if you think about it. The Joker's way better. Enjoy this podcast with Santa Claus, then get back to me. Email me and be like, yeah, you're right. The dude is cool. Enjoy it. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and here you go. Enjoy. Wow. I can't believe my luck for the guest I'm with right now. I'm just going to get right to it. Sitting beside me on the couch right now is the one, the only. Everyone loves him. Everyone knows him. Few people fear him. Most people cheer him. It's the one and only Father Christmas. Santa Claus is my guest. Santa Claus, say hi.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow. Thanks so much for coming to do Utopia to Me.
Oh, thank you for having me. Chris Locke, my old little friend. Boy, I haven't seen you for a while. You've really... grown up.
Yeah, I've grown up. I've filled out.
You sure did.
Yeah, some would say that I'm getting maybe, hopefully, a somewhat of a Santa Claus-like body the older I get.
Well, you look great, pal. Good to see you. Have you been nice this year?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I want what I definitely want to get what I asked for Christmas.
Well, I'll put in a good word for you. Ho, 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 ho.
With who? You?
Yes. That's the story of Santa Claus, that if you're good, Santa will put in a good word for you with himself.
Oh, and, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, it's in the song.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. And so if you are good, he'll put in a good word for you.
With himself.
With himself.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I know you're busy, so...
Yes, very. It's my busy time of year this year.
Is it?
Yes, Christmas. Christmas time is definitely the busiest time
for
Santa.
What's the slowest time of the year for you?
the day after Christmas, right? Like a, just a bit afterwards.
What do you
really
do after
down.
Christmas?
Oh, just
to, like, relax.
Try, you know, I don't know. Put my feet up, sit down with a nice warm cup of cocoa, and just try to just, you know, take my mind off it. Hang out. You know, not a big deal.
Is it hard to take your mind off of Christmas?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I live in a very Christmassy place, I would describe my house. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's, you know, Christmas is always kind of there when you live where I live.
Right, which could be a nuisance when it's not Christmas crunch time, as they say, which is what we're in now.
Yeah, Christmas crunch. That's what they call it. And, yeah, but, you know, some people are really into, like, Christmassy stuff. Other people's aren't. But let me tell you, Mrs. Claus, boy, she loves decorating and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's very Christmassy at my house.
Okay, so thank you for coming to do the podcast, because, you know, the point is talking about your, like, probable utopian world that you could, if you could make. So, being that your house now, it's a good way to get into it, is so Christmassy, it's almost overload sometimes. Would, I guess that house would not be your perfect utopian house.
I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, when you live on Gumdrop Lane in Christmastown, it's not so bad. So, and that's, you know, I live in a candy cane gingerbread house with, like, sugar snow and stuff. So, yeah, I'm okay, you know.
So your utopian house, you probably wouldn't change that much then, since yours is made out of candy and all that stuff. You just, sugar snow is around you. That's the kind of, that's, if you had a utopian world, you'd still be surrounded by sugar snow.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, once, you know, if your house was covered in sugar
snow. So Santa's house is a gingerbread house?
Yeah, mine is. A lot of people don't know that, but it is.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone knew that. So when people are building gingerbread houses around Christmas time, unbeknownst to them, they're actually making a replica of what you literally live in.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you have M&Ms on the side of your house?
All over the side, all over the roof. Like, the roof is just white with M&Ms pushed into it. But some of them have fallen out over the years, you know? So they, like, fall out. But then, yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Do you get, like, elves to go up and fix the roof? Like, a, you know, are they real like, hey, pass me an M&M over here, and then they fix it for you?
Yeah, all the elves, all my elves are from Brooklyn. They're old Italian, like, mostly retired mechanics and stuff like that. And, yeah, they, you know, they're...
How tall is your tallest elf?
My tallest elf, probably half an inch tall. People overestimate the size of the elves.
Elves are less than an inch?
Yes.
That's scary.
But there's way more of them than you think there are.
That's creepy. Do they ever form like a taller elf when they come together?
All the time.
That's how they work, right?
Yeah.
So like a bunch of like half-inch elves join up to form sort of like a three-foot creature?
It could be like the size of you and me, like 6-7 feet tall, you know?
Wow. So how much? So seven, like the size of you and me, 6 and 7 feet
tall. I'm 7 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. I'm sitting down, but I am.
All right. Santa Claus, you are pretty tall.
Yeah, I am.
I was laughing because I'm only 5'9".
Oh, well, you know, you've still got time.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Thanks. Coming from you, that means a lot. So
thank you.
How much? So 7 foot tall. Elf creature made up of little half-inch elves. How many half-inch elves does that usually, regular-sized elves, I should say,
well,
makes a seven-foot-tall toy-making creature?
I don't know. It's not like I sat around and counted them one day, but imagine how many tiny things it would take to make a solid mass the size of a man. It's a lot.
Like a million.
I saw one time we had like an intruder.
Probably like 3 million.
Yeah, it's so many, but there are a lot, so you know what I mean.
One time you had an intruder at the sugar house?
The sugar house, and to, like, I was like, you know, I didn't know, I'd never seen the elves get mad, like, really mad, you know?
Yeah.
But they just, like, enveloped the person, swarmed him, covered his whole body instantly, and then in like a minute, he was just a skeleton, that's it. So they just envelop you and eventually make you disappear.
That's amazing.
It's scary. Yeah,
it's sort of. They're sort of like a living, like a sort of like a humanoid disease virus.
Absolutely,
like a skin-eating disease.
Yes,
virus.
They are. Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Me
so
too.
Those are the ones making our toys.
Yes, that's who makes them.
These little piranha men.
Yeah, that's
the size of half a thumb.
Yeah, and they're not like, they don't look like the elves you see on TV. They have like piranha-like faces. Like their mouths are huge. They have big, jagged, scary teeth. And yeah. When they get, like when they have their mouths closed, it looks okay.
Yeah.
But when they start talking to you, you're like, wow, you could really do some damage. Like,
yeah,
they're not
you can
like
see.
Nice looking.
Do they have like two sets of jaws basically, like in one mouth? I forget. Does that piranha have something like that? Or?
I don't know, but no. it's not. I wouldn't mess with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're very loyal to you.
Yeah, they are.
So, burglars aside and toy making aside, do you ever send them on other missions?
Well, you know, there's always something to do. You know, as soon as Christmas ends, like it never really ends for them. They got to start working.
Right.
At least get a day off. I get Boxing Day off.
That's it.
That's it.
So you start working on Christmas
27th. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I know
you're a hard worker.
Yeah, I am.
And how many years have you been doing it?
Like a million or something.
Oh wow, that is really tough.
Yeah, it's been
so
a
you
long
really
time.
Enjoy the Boxing Day.
Yeah, I love Boxing Day.
So that's a good way then of us thinking. Say you didn't have to be in your sugar house, gingerbread house on Gumdrop Lane on the Boxing Day.
Okay.
Where would your perfect utopian place be then if you could just actually get away for one full day before you get back to work on Christmas?
Well, maybe if, you know, I'm not a big, you know, I'm used to the cold by now.
Yeah.
Sugar snow. I wear like the coat all the time and the boots, you know.
Yeah.
And the hat.
Do you ever eat the sugar snow?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, but you shouldn't. It's so old, you know. Once you break off a little piece, you're like, oh, this looks good. But then you eat it, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten
it. It's the same as eating like an old stale gingerbread house.
It's exactly like that because that's what it is. Yeah.
Right, right.
So.
Okay. So, but you still like the cold, you're saying?
Yeah. But I would say if I just had to go somewhere for a day, I'd go somewhere hot, like a nice, just like a tropical beach, you know?
Yeah.
And I would just, maybe I'd do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tropical beach. And what else would be on the beach? Would you be by yourself or would people be with you?
I would like, Mrs. Claus could come if she wanted to. I'm sure she'd like to tag along.
So your one utopian world day, you'd still want Mrs. Claus to be with you on the beach.
Yes, of course. I love her. What do you expect me to say, that I want to abandon my wife just because it's my perfect world?
Yeah, that's all. I didn't want you to say that by any means. I just wanted to make sure that you knew you could say anything you want. And
I'm Santa. I know I can say whatever I want. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So your wife is there with you.
Yep.
And
elves, I would like to have elves just because they're so helpful and they protect us and stuff too.
It seems like it,
you know. So,
what happens when these half can I call them half thumb elves?
Okay, sure.
Or I guess we'll just know that they're that size, right?
You can call they don't actually don't have ears, so you can call them whatever you want. They're all deaf.
Oh, do they just smell blood and toys?
Yeah, they're like bats, but instead of sound, it's the smell of human blood that gets the like that's how they get around.
Some bats are like that, according to Dracula.
Yeah.
Cool. So they're like bats and piranhas.
Yeah, I would say elves are like a cross between a bat and a piranha, and less than an inch tall, and it makes like wooden trains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? And every boy goes and girl goes nuts for wooden trains still. Which
I hope so,
nice.
Right?
Well, we'll see.
Because
this
we make
Christmas.
A lot of wooden trains.
Oh,
let
I'm
me
sure.
Just tell you.
There's endless fun with wooden trains. So when you're in this tropical beach, per se, for Boxing Day, wife's by your side, Mrs. Claus, beautiful woman, right? In a bikini, probably.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great. I haven't seen that for a while between you and me, but yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, good. Now, these elves are there for protection. I had an idea. So if they go into like a tropical sort of pond or lagoon or something when you guys are just, you know, lazing out in the sun, and then they happen to come across a band of wily piranhas in the lagoon, who do you think would win, the piranhas or the bat piranha-like elves?
So you're asking me if I went to a lagoon with my elves and we ran into a group of piranhas, who would win in a fight between the elves and the piranhas?
Yeah, just for take a guess. Okay. I know you're already biased probably towards the elves, but let's think logistically. Yeah.
Well, I would honestly have to pick, I would guess the elves because there are so many of them, you know, like to be able to make a man, and they can do lots. Like
they could fool the piranhas with different shapes they make.
They just envelop you and your flesh is just gone, you know?
Right. So yeah. I would love to see a band of these millions of tiny elves make the shape of like a bigger piranha. They envelop a school of piranhas and eat their flesh to the point where it's just a bunch of fleshless piranha jaws floating to the bottom of the lagoon.
I, too, would love to see that.
Okay, that's very nice.
Do you remember Return of the Living Dead, like the tar man skeleton, like the zombie that like gets trapped in the tar and then set on fire, so he's like covered in tar and he's just a skeleton, but he's covered
right.
in tar and he's like covered
I totally
in fire?
Do. At first I thought I only remembered the really awesome scientist character and there's boobs in it.
Oh, I don't. I must have fast-forwarded that stuff.
But. Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's boobs in it.
Oh, I'll have to check.
I'm pretty sure, but it's, like, weird.
Well,
anyways.
That's, like, what you look like when they're done with you. You know what I mean?
You look like the flaming skeleton zombie from Return of the Living Dead.
So, yeah, you're not on fire and stuff, but that's, like, what? That's the gist. That's the best comparison I can make.
Maybe it's Return of the Living Dead 2 that has boobs in it.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So yeah, you've got quite the backup posse with those elves.
Well, I have to. I'm a powerful guy. I'm Santa. You know, people. I have, you know, my detractors and such. So
yeah. Oh, do you?
Sure.
Like who? Who's one of your biggest detractors? Religious people,
yeah. Christians, Catholics, they give me the most guff, I would say.
And so you sick your elves on those people, they come up to you.
I don't sick them on people. I'm not around trying to kill religious people. I'm just saying that they're the ones that give me a hard time.
Grief, and if any of them are a little bit out of their head.
Pushy,
they go up to Gumdrop Lane and
get the
sneak in the kitchen window and get swarmed. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So you're on the beach, okay, Boxing Day. Mrs. Claus is there looking as goddamn beautiful as ever, if you don't mind me saying. She's in a bikini, which pleases you. The elves are around on hand, just in case. There are also some of them, if you don't mind me imagining, are out exploring other areas of the island.
You are free to imagine what you would like.
And what kind... Okay, so it's evening... Say, where would you guys retire to? What kind of... Take a break from a gingerbread house just for once, and where would you like to retire for the evening with Mrs. Claus? What kind of lodgings would you like on this tropical beach?
Maybe like a super nice like hotel room, you know? You know those like really nice like Vegas hotels where you...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're big.
Like,
big.
With, like pillars and stuff and like a big bed shaped like a heart that like... turns
right
and like a big hot tub. That's what I want, is like a hot tub bathtub
with pillars around it.
Sure, yeah, that you can just sit in there and just let her rip, you know what I mean?
Let like her rip.
I just
like to let the hot tub rip.
Yeah,
or
let
are
the
you
hot
partying
tub
all the time?
No, let the hot tub rip you is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Right. So crank the engine on the hot tub, let it blast,
turn that
the bubbles
up.
That's what I was wondering, because you're delivering toys like, you know, actual Christmas night is bonkers for you.
It's crazy.
Does your body get sore from all that climbing?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Because you go all around the world. You climb in every chimney.
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, some of you don't.
Well, you know, there's so many. Don't get me started on all these condos and stuff they're putting up now.
So what do you do with condos then?
Like the window, or like I'll come in through the lobby and just start going through, like, you know. But, yeah, not everybody has a chimney, so I got to make it work, you know?
You go down the hall on every floor of every condo?
Yeah, if I have to. That's my job. That's, you know what I mean?
On one night?
Yes.
How do you do it? No wonder you're so sore.
I know.
So you don't have a hot tub at Gumdrop Lane?
No. Do you have any idea, like, how much it costs to put something like that in?
Wait, do you get any money for being Santa Claus?
No. It would be nice, but no, I don't.
That's why your house is so old and you don't even want to eat it.
You think I don't know that? I know. That's my whole point. They built my... Remember the witch from Hansel and Gretel? They
yes, built, I remember her.
They built our houses at the same time.
Yeah, they.
So that get, like, you know, the...
The witch's contractors.
Sure, yeah. Well, like, you know, the people that build gumdrop houses and stuff. So that if that helps you to explain how old the house is,
yeah.
It was the same time as that.
Oh, that's at least thousands of years ago.
I know. But it's big. It's a nice, yeah. You know, and we've got like a big workshop and stuff.
Yeah. It would be interesting to pull out a history book and see exactly when the witch's house from Hansel and Gretel was made.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so get out of that house. Do it up one night. No hot tub. I can't believe it. So you got the hot tub
yes.
in this palatial Vegas hotel room.
Yeah.
Ionic columns surrounding everything.
Beautiful.
What else you got going on there? You got the heart-shaped bed, like you said, for you and Mrs. Claus, right?
Yeah.
She's in her bikini.
Yeah.
Does she put anything else on when you get into the hotel room, or does she take anything off?
She can do whatever she wants, really. Like, you know, if she... Mm. I would guess...
In your preference...
Okay, let's say we're out on the
beach.
I'm
not saying that she is a slave for your bidding. Of course, she's your wife, but she has her own free will. But in this world, this is your relaxing day. If you're in your preference, what would you like Mrs. Claus to do?
Well, okay, let's say we're out on the beach. So she, I guess, is wearing like some kind of like bathing trunks, you know, like a woman's... Like bikini or something. You know?
Yeah, that's okay.
So then we'd go to the hotel, and then I'd like to see her in?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice, like the world's softest robe. The nicest, warmest, and softest robe. Because
yeah.
I know that would make her feel good.
Well, that's very nice.
And that would make, and you know what? I'd like one of those robes too.
So you guys just rolling around on the heart-shaped bed in the comfiest robe.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
So that's, well, you know, we don't have to, I don't know, like, we just, I'd like to wear a nice robe.
Okay, I feel like you're sort of stopping me from insinuating that you guys even roll around at all.
So,
is that uncomfortable for you?
Well, we don't, you know, like, we're both very old.
How old are you? Millions of years old or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like millions.
And she's around the same age?
Yeah, she's a bit older
than
me.
Well, she looks great for her age.
Thanks, yeah.
Honestly.
She just started working out.
Yeah.
Like this month.
I can tell. She doesn't look old to me. I mean, she looks old, but in some ways she doesn't.
Yeah, we got like a juicer. She's been making juice and stuff. And
mostly
she's doing
juice.
Like yoga, like beginner's yoga stuff, trying to get into that.
That's good.
Got her a yoga mat for Christmas.
Oh, you got her an actual mat. I actually imagined a bunch of these elves forming a mat for her just for a bit.
Could, but then like, you know, if you step on...
Can you squish her?
Well, they're strong enough that they could like form together and make some kind of mat. But I think... For everybody's sake, it would be easier to just get a yoga mat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because then they'd be doing you a favor. Like, go, can you be a yoga mat for Mrs. Claus? And they'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even really talk like that, though. But like,
how do they talk? Well, they talk probably like sharks, right? Like
yeah,
piranhas.
They talk like I said, they're from Brooklyn, like you brought up. So, but they also have like mouths that hardly work to... Like they weren't.
The teeth are like bigger. Like the teeth make it hard to talk normal.
Yeah. So they weren't really brought up to talk. You know, like they weren't. They're not on this planet to communicate. Their job is to work and they do their work.
Right.
So you can talk to them, but it's not like you're never having like a good conversation with them, you know?
No, they're just like employees.
They're just like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all kind of similar in personality, too. They don't.
Pretty
they're
much,
not like,
yeah.
They're not. The elves are not like dwarves where one's sleepy and one's dopey. They're all just like elves.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So but they're almost like ants.
They're cute, you know? Like, a lot of people are scared of them when you first see them, but
yeah.
When you see one, like, smile and you see, like, the corners of his mouth go up in this big, scary mouth.
Yeah.
Which usually has, like, blood in the mouth. They usually have like bloody mouths, but to see one like smile and watch like the corners of his mouth, it's like, it's really, it's cute. You'd like it.
Okay. Well, as much as like seeing a bloody like piranha's type mouth would make me think it's cute, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's you, Mrs. Claus, this army of elves at your command, and on the tropical beach with the palatial Vegas like Caesar's Palace, say, like hotel room. Is it just you guys, or is there anyone else there?
It would be nice if all the nice children of the world were there too.
So on your day off, after serving all of the children of the world that were nice,
yes,
like some sort of like present wielding
Superman.
So, okay, Superman. Yeah, you want them there hanging out with you on Boxing Day in your relaxed zone as well.
Well, you might not realize this, but nice kids are kind of my thing, you know? Like, I like nice kids a lot, kids that behave well. And
I like nice kids, too, but even I need a break, and, you know.
But there's no kids hanging out where I live, you know? So
right.
I never get to see them. So I think that would be great if on my day off, the day after Christmas, I get to hang out with all these
kids. You actually get to see some of these
guys. And they tell me about all the great stuff that I gave them and how much they like it.
Do they form like a line and just kind of while you're on like a lounge chair on the beach?
No, they're all just milling about. They're all milling about.
Okay, so you have shades on. You're wearing your swim trunks. You're lying on the lounge in the sun by the ocean.
With a coconut drink.
With a coconut drink. What's in the coconut drink?
Just like rum and coconut drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kids mill about enjoying themselves, probably playing games in the beach too, right? Probably swimming.
Sure, yeah.
And they can come to you if they want and say, hey, this wooden train, what's up with that?
What's up with how much I like it? Yeah.
What's up with how much I love this wooden train?
So, yeah, that'd be great. You know, I'd like to, you know, little Jimmy and Kenny and Ashley, you know, I'd love to see those guys.
Just those guys?
Then all the other ones, too.
What other ones?
But those are the ones.
Tell me a few more that you'd like to see.
Little Janice and little Fred, little Janet, little Carl.
Janet, not Janice. This is another one? There's little Janet Janice and
Janice
there's little
Janet. Are two different people, yeah.
Right. Do they know each other?
No.
Okay.
One's from Wisconsin. The other one is from none of it.
Where's... Where's little Fred from?
Miami Beach, actually.
Oh, so he's right at home.
He's cool. He's a cool kid.
He plays with wooden trains on the beach all the time.
I think you guys would get along. He's cool.
Oh, me and little Fred would get along?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because he's always got like a sideways hat on. He's like a fun, cute little, you know, wonky kid.
Is that what you think of me? I don't wear my hat sideways.
You probably did at one point.
I probably did. You're right. Okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun. You're on the beach.
Surrounded with every child in the world.
Yeah, little Fred's there, little Janice, little Janet, little Ashley, little Kevin, did he say?
I might have said Kevin, yeah, but yeah, if I didn't say Kevin, I mean Kevin, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Kevin's there. Okay, Mrs. Claus. So you got the rum and your coconut. That's interesting. So you're a rum guy, or is this because you're fitting into the tropical beach setting?
Yeah, I don't really drink a lot, so this is me just trying to, like, you know, when in Rome.
Yeah, interesting enough, because you're palatial. I like saying the word palatial so much, as you've noticed.
Yeah, why does that keep coming up?
Because when in Rome, you've got the columns there.
You're right.
See?
Yeah.
And so this...
But you know what? You want to know something funny?
What's that?
Never been to Rome.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have nice kids there.
There's no kids in Rome. Have you ever been?
No.
It's honestly just adults.
Really?
Yeah. And they're nuts.
So kids from somewhere else in Italy grow up and move to Rome as an adult? That's how it works?
Yeah, there's nothing...
You don't grow up in Rome?
No, there's nothing for you in Rome if you're a kid. It's just all rocks and pillars and, like, collapsed colosseums and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
And, like, pizza stands outside the columns, right? Colosseums and stuff?
Like I said, I've never been. I don't know, so...
Well, you just told me that. How do you know there's no kids there if you've never been? You just feel it in your heart?
Yeah, I know. I know where the kids are.
Is that how you find kids? You feel it in your body?
Yeah. I just go.
Is Santa's heart kind of like a radar?
I guess, yeah.
Are you kind of like a bat, like your elves? Like, they smell human blood, you smell nice
children's
kids.
Blood, yeah. Yeah, that's how I, yeah. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm actually blind. And so I can't get around, like, I don't use my sight to see. I smell the blood, like, not in a bad way. I know that sounds bad, but, like...
No, I mean, it doesn't sound bad if you're smelling out their blood to give them wooden trains.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, geez, that's very nice.
Kids' blood doesn't have, like, tobacco and alcohol and, all, and like, goo and stuff in it,
right.
You know? So I know where
well,
it
if
is.
It does, it means they've been naughty.
Exactly,
yeah,
yes.
If you smell blood and goo and tar or whatever, right. It's a naughty kid. They don't get anything. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question aside from building your utopian Boxing Day?
Sure.
Basically, what we'll call this episode Utopian Boxing Day.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Well, I'll call it that. Yeah. But, what is for little nice girls, this Christmas, what is the most popular gift this year? Can you say?
Yeah. Like,
without giving it away.
Okay. Well,
no,
this
say,
pro-
you can
this...
say, yeah, they won't hear this. This is an adult only podcast anyways.
Okay, good. Yeah. Like a jump rope. Is very popular this year.
Okay. 2014 jump rope.
Yeah.
Is all the rage.
Kids like Nintendos and stuff, like, you know, video games.
Yeah.
Skateboards, potato guns. Do you ever have a potato gun?
I've used one before.
Yeah, those are cool, Kids love
pinch.
Those. And stuff like that, you know, like Doc McStuffins is really big this year.
What are those?
It's like a doctor and you put stuffing in like teddy bears or something. I don't really know. I know. I don't get it. But it's like
Doc McStuffins.
Yeah, look it up.
That's my cat Bernadette. Don't let her bother you.
Oh, she's been good. I can tell.
Yeah, no tar or blood in her blood.
Come here, little cat. Oh, here, have a fish.
Oh, he is very nice, ladies and gentlemen, listening at home. Santa just gave Bernadette a little fish from his pocket.
I've got something for everybody. That's my thing, you know?
Yeah. What's the, let's get away. I like learning more about your life. It helps build, makes me understand your.
Can I just say it's nice to hear somebody say that? Because,
really?
Yeah. Nobody really asks me stuff, you know? Like people are always like, usually by the time I show up, everybody's in bed, and it's like milk and cookies, which is nice, and I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for leaving any, like, funny stuff out for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, basically, because you're coming into these houses all the time, either through the chimney or the window or walking down the hall and opening the door somehow.
Yep.
But, so you get milk. You get milk.
All the
milk
time.
Cookies, every house.
Yeah. A lot of the time, I just dump it out, too. Just dump a bit.
Oh, really?
Down the sink.
That's interesting. People don't know that.
Because if I don't get there early, it's a glass of milk that's been sitting out for 6 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's not good for the stomach when you're flying all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, are these reindeer going to be at this tropical island with you?
No.
Take a break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really, you know, like, I know that we have really romanticized the reindeer from everything I've seen you guys do.
Well, we
you know?
Have, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they're just dogs, basically. They're just like deer dogs. Like,
yeah.
You don't,
they're like dogs with antlers.
Yeah,
kind of like the Grinch's reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you name all of them right now? Just, I forget.
Well, the other thing is a lot of them aren't the same ones from like when that song or whatever came out. So there's different ones.
Are they are all the ones from the song dead now?
Yes.
Even Rudolph.
Oh, especially Rudolph. Yeah. Rudolph actually...
what happened to Rudolph?
Just old age, really. Just the passage of time, you know?
Yeah.
But his death was very drawn out and long, I remember. That was the thing with that. That's why I say
like
especially.
In a barn, just moaning and groaning?
Well, we don't even have a barn for them. We just keep them tied up outside. You know, people that let their cats out just all the time and whatever? Yeah.
Well, we
just
don't keep our cats tied up outside.
You should.
Okay. I'll think about it.
So, but yeah.
So he was outside. Rudolph was outside, tied up, moaning and groaning, or what happened?
Pretty much, yeah. Just
Something with his stomach, or what was...
Probably ate something. Who knows?
So you don't even care about your reindeers that much to figure out how they die.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not a doctor. What am I, a vet? I can't, what am I going to cut open a reindeer and go see, the contents of his stomach to figure out why it died?
I'm sorry, Santa Claus. I didn't mean to offend
I'm sorry
you.
Because I can tell you're upset that I had to be the one that told you about this.
Well,
the reindeer are just like flying dogs. Think of them as that.
Flying dogs. There's a lot of them. They die.
I pretty much have to get a whole new batch of them every year.
So
at this point, I don't even really learn their names.
With how demanding you can be on them, I guess you're whipping them all through the sky at night.
Yeah.
That would kill anything.
Yeah, it does. It always does.
So when you land, they're basically broken and moaning.
Well,
So they can't come with you to the island on Boxing Day anyways because they're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Well, can you name the reindeers that you are going to use this year then?
Maybe we
can make a new song.
Okay, well, honestly, it's got to this point. I've done this so many times where I don't even... Like, as we're getting ready and stuff, getting them latched up, figuring out, a good order for them, because that matters,
What you name them?
Yeah, but I'm not naming them. I've literally given a reindeer every single name you can possibly think of.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's, Dummy, Gimbo, Blue Blorp, Sneezy. You know what I mean? They have stupid names.
Blue Blorp?
Bloop Blorp.
Blorp?
Yeah.
I like that name.
Thank you. I thought it was funny.
Bloop Blorp, the whatever dog.
They're not actual dogs, but they're just deer. Yeah. People really think they're
Bloop Blorp, the deer that's going to die. Who cares? That's really nice.
It is sad. And I'm not trying to take anything away from it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So when people leave out the carrots for the reindeers along the...
I usually just throw them out or snap them in half. Half a cookie is there, some crumbs, it's me just crumbling up stuff and leaving it and throwing it out.
Do you find...
But I do appreciate it. Keep doing it because the first nights I hit, the first places I hit in a night...
Yeah.
I love it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my God, cookies, carrots, all this great stuff. But eventually I'm just this is just for show. Break the carrot in half, throw it out, and then break the cookie, dump the milk out.
Yeah, it's sort of just protocol now.
But I appreciate the effort, and I
hope
everybody
keeps
doing it.
But all the cookies and milk you do eat in the beginning, that doesn't slow you down at night, energy-wise? Do you have diabetes?
No.
Okay, good, because that's a
lot
of sugar. I don't know yet. Maybe.
Do you want me to do a blood check on you right now, just mentally?
Can you smell my blood?
I can.
Yeah, do it.
What do you want to know?
Are you getting a lot of information right now?
Well, I'm getting an amount of information. What do you want?
Well, I guess we'll just answer the question. Do I have diabetes, Santa?
If you keep going, I will say this. If you keep going on the path you are going, it could very well happen. So I would say just try to make a couple small changes.
So what should I cut out? Indian rotis?
No, that's great.
Really?
Yeah. Just stop eating those sugar cookies all the time. I can tell how many of those plain sugar cookies you eat.
Well, they're not plain. There's sugar in them.
But they're very plain, Chris. They're very plain.
You like Indian roti?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah? Do you eat it up there in the North Pole?
Not really. We don't have any restaurants
up
there.
So then that's a good topic then for this tropical island. Just the Utopian Boxing Day. What do you guys eat?
Okay, well, I'd love to get a good butter chicken roti.
Well, wait. Okay, good. Let's actually start with breakfast. You wake up day after Christmas, Boxing Day. You're in your beautiful hotel room. You haven't gone to the beach yet.
Okay.
How do you and Mrs. Claus start your breakfast? What's that?
Well, we get up, I'd have a cup of coffee, she usually would have one too.
Yeah.
She likes to watch Kelly and Michael every morning. So I'm getting ready and stuff. So I'll let her hang out and watch Kelly and Michael.
Yeah.
And then,
that's nice.
Then for breakfast, I'm not like a big eggs guy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Eggs gross me out in a way.
Well, they're a little gooey. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about what they are and stuff.
Yeah, they're very weird. They're delicious, though, but I can see that.
But I like a good, like, breakfast sandwich with,
like,
sausage.
What is your utopian breakfast? Is it a breakfast sandwich?
Well, it's, yeah, maybe, but if it's really utopia, wouldn't I just eat dinner or lunch for breakfast?
You could say anything you want. Is that what you want, Santa?
Okay, sure, yeah. I'll eat a butter chicken roti for breakfast while she watches Kelly and Michael.
That's amazing.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yes. Butter chicken roti for breakfast, then let me guess what's for lunch.
What?
Butter chicken roti?
No, like, maybe like a good, like, buffalo chicken sandwich or something, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So lots of carbs in these two meals.
Oh, but yeah, what you need, though,
because you just spent, no, but you just spent the whole night.
Yeah,
traveling,
exactly.
Whipping these sky dogs across the universe.
I'm bulky, but a lot of it's muscle, you know, like I'm
solid.
Well,
I'm sure you have to lug all those wooden trains down the chimney
or everybody's
whatever.
Lobby
an elevator shaft. I mean you don't even use a real elevator, right? You climb up the shaft
sometimes. I do, yeah.
Well, if it's there, but if it's not, you're on a time limit.
Yeah, I don't have time.
You
yeah.
shimmy up the shaft.
If I'll press the elevator button, if it doesn't come right away, I'll climb up the elevator
yeah.
shaft. Yeah,
don't you have like you have tools to open the elevator when it's not there?
Well, I you know, I do have like tricks up my sleeve. Yeah, and I can just do that kind of stuff.
Okay, so we got a butter chicken breakfast, we've got a buffalo chicken sandwich lunch. Mm-hmm. What do we got for dinner?
Maybe just like a great big candy cane. I love candy canes.
Okay,
just
so like dessert for dinner. Suck what?
Suck a big candy cane for like an hour.
How big?
I don't know. Like it's basically as big as I can get my mouth. So I put it in there.
The people listening at home can't see you how wide you're making your mouth right now.
But it's big, right?
Yeah, you can fit a lot in there.
So just a big candy cane. Like you know, I know it's like a stereotype of Santa or whatever, but I do like that stuff. So yeah, for dinner I'll just suck a thick, big candy cane.
Yeah, just suck on it for a long time.
Yeah, okay. Until I'm like satiated, you know.
Satiated, yeah. Candy yeah. cane, full on candy cane.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's very nice. It sounds like you've got a lot going on.
I do.
Well, I think you got some great ideas. What kind of would you... So you guys are in this... It's kind of basically like a tropical resort where you're at.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's just go, like, admit it. You're at a basic... You're kind of like at a...
We're at Sandals, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's Sandals?
I don't know. I've seen commercials for it. It's like a tropical getaway for, like, married couples or something. I don't know.
Okay. So you're at Sandals.
Yeah.
Basically. Do they have entertainment there? That's what I was going to get at. What do you do for
Who
nighttime
cares?
Entertainment?
I don't need entertainment.
No?
You know what I mean? Yeah, I just want to hang out. I don't need, you know, what am I going to do?
Do you have
go
entertainment back in the North Pole?
We've got a TV. We just got Apple TV, which I'm still trying to figure out.
Oh, really? In the North Pole?
Yeah.
What's your favorite show?
I like House of Cards. Oh, I really like True Detective. I thought that was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are those actors nice guys in real life?
Nice now. Yeah. I would say, you know, they weren't nice a few years ago, but that's sort of like, that's pretty normal.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Why wasn't he nice a few years ago?
Well, think about the kind of person that Matthew McConaughey and what's the other guy's name? Woody Harrelson. Think about the kind of person they would be 20 years ago. Think of the stuff they did that you don't know about.
I don't know. How can I think about it? I know that they both got busted one time.
Think about two handsome, rich, drug-addled actors. Think about the kind of stuff they would do that we never hear about.
Like, so, how bad can it get? I mean, I know they got busted.
Exactly.
Is that so? Sky's the limit, is what you're saying.
Pretty much in this day and age, like, would it surprise
you? So Santa Claus is basically saying that Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey probably have murdered people and gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So think about that.
And now they're nice. They didn't get presents for a few years after that, and now they're nice.
Well, they've slowed down. You know what I mean? Like, they're too old for that kind of stuff.
So anymore. If you get too old for crimes, you get presents again?
I don't know. You don't. I don't. Not for me. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're old. You just give presents to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good. I would like to actually bring that up to any adult here. Anytime anybody gives you something and they say it's from me, it's not from me. It's from whoever's giving it to you. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So Santa is real, just to a certain age limit.
I just don't give presents to people to once you're like, you know, 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 10?
Yeah.
Okay. 12, I got a snowboard from Santa.
I don't think that was me. What's your mom's name? Dawn or something? Is that your mom?
It's Diane.
Diane. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it was a D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was from her.
Oh, okay.
Still nice, though. Still a good snowboard. You love that thing.
Yeah, and it's
You cried, didn't you? When you opened it up, didn't you cry?
I cried for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried when I used it, too.
Why do you always cry on Christmas?
I don't know. I think I was spanked when I was a kid on Christmas.
Interesting.
When I was a baby.
But I can see that now, that you always do.
Yeah, you going back through your memories?
I can smell it in your blood.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see images of our lives when you smell our blood?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's an image you're looking at right now of mine?
I'm looking at you. The first thing I see when I smell your blood is you standing in, like, it looks like a Subway, like a sub restaurant.
Yeah.
Looking over the toppings, like, through over the sneeze guard thing. Just
been there a lot, yeah.
Looking at them, thinking about what you're going to put on, like, your sub.
That's what you smell in my blood right now?
That's what I see when I, that's, like, one of the first things that comes up.
Gee, I wonder what time that was.
It's hard to tell. I don't know.
Well, what did I get? Can you see that?
No, it's not like a story time. It's just like images.
Right, so it's kind of like memories. Like,
but to be fair, to get that from smelling your blood, you've got to admit that's pretty good.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Are you human, or where did these capabilities come from?
I don't really know. And because the thing is, I don't have anybody I can go ask about it either. You know what I mean? Like,
so you were just born like Santa Claus one day, and you were like walking through the North Pole being like, what am I? Who am I? And then you decided to be nice to the children of the earth.
As far as I can remember, this is always just what I've done, you know? So, like, I
were you ever a kid yourself?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Wow. Interesting.
Maybe I was. Maybe I feel like I went to university.
Can you smell your own blood and find memories in there?
No, I can't smell my own blood.
Please try right now. Anything? He's smelling his blood, people listening at home.
I remember, okay.
Santa's smelling his own blood. You remember anything?
Yeah, I went to, I see myself in a shirt that says Fanshawe on it, like a t-shirt. So I must have gone to Fanshawe College in London, Ontario.
Here in London, Ontario?
Yeah,
here, but in Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, I must have for a bit. So they have a good music industry arts program, I think.
You just got a blurry image memory of you in a Fanshawe College
t-shirt.
And this was millions of years ago or thousands of years ago?
I guess. Yeah, I don't really know how long the school's been around for, but
I don't think it's been around that long.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say now because how else, you know? These are just the facts.
So because you are not exactly human and you are some sort of different creature, maybe you have blurry memories from times because maybe you haven't been Santa Claus for millions of years.
What else? What else have I been? What else could I even be?
Oh, you could have been a Fanshawe College student. Something happened. Maybe you got conked on a head. You woke up in a gingerbread house in the middle of the North Pole.
So I'm going to school in London, going to Fanshawe.
Well, do you have memories from thousands of years ago, or do you just feel that?
I don't do really much else other than the Christmas stuff, you know? So like, that's pretty much what I remember.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. When's the last time you ever stopped to smell your own blood?
Just now. And I saw myself in a Fanshawe shirt. So that's what all I'm getting. So I think, and I know it was me. Like, I can tell it was me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, what were you doing? Were you in a cafeteria? Were you in a playing pool? Or were you in a class? Or what was it?
I feel like I'm in, like, a line. Just like, you know, like when you're, like, when you have to go and, like, sign up or, like, pay or something, you know, and you go in that room with, like, all the counters, like, all the people lined up.
Like a cafeteria.
No.
Like a bookstore.
No, when you... Okay.
Are you buying books for class?
You go into a room, and it's like you have a number, but then... So you wait in line with a bunch of people, and everybody has, like, papers and books and stuff, and you're, like, applying for classes and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Is that your last memory before becoming Santa Claus?
Not necessarily, but that's when I saw when I smelt my blood. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Maybe that is the only memory that's non-Santa-rific, because... That's the last time you were a regular human being before you got turned into Santa Claus or something.
You're starting to freak me out. I don't even know what I'm thinking anymore.
I'm freaking out too.
Oh my God. So yeah, maybe I was just...
You keep rubbing your belly madly, crazily.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get worked up. Wow. I'm excitable.
Is it like a bowl full of jelly now, or is it a bowl full of fear?
It's rock hard.
Santa's
it's like a mood ring. You know,
yeah.
And when I...
It's also like a penis.
Well, I guess. I don't really like to go around saying that. But I have to be careful of that stuff, you know, so...
Right. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's like that, but it's like a mood, you know, if things are good, then it's soft,
like a bowl full of jelly, yeah.
And then once I, like, start really, like... thinking about something,
yeah.
It'll get hard.
So has this happened before? You've really thought about something and your belly got hard?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, I don't know. You know, all the stuff that's going on, all this, you know, all this strife in the world, thinking about that gets my belly hard.
Can I, well, that gets everyone's belly hard. Oh, yeah. The morning news? Forget it.
Ugh.
Can I ask you one more favor?
Sure.
We're going to wrap it up soon, but I would like you to smell your own blood again and see if anything comes back into your mind. Any new memories pop up.
Okay.
Okay, go for it. Santa smelling his own blood again.
It's hard to say. It's murky. You know what I mean?
Right. Get any image? Nothing new, eh?
No.
Just the Fanshawe?
I'm just remembering my own memories of, like, my own stuff. Like, things I did today and stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. For those of you listening in America or Canada or anywhere, Fanshawe College is in a city here in Ontario called London, Ontario. So right now we just discovered that Santa Claus, the Santa Claus from the North Pole, just had a glimpse of a memory of him in a Fanshawe College sweatshirt, lining up with other students to pick courses for their year.
When you say it like that.
When I say it like that, I'm saying what you said.
Yeah, I guess.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, all I can remember is being Santa Claus. But you've never smelled your own blood before.
You know what I'm like an image.
But
I
you smelled
getting.
My blood and you could see me excitedly picking out toppings for a Subway sandwich.
Smelling somebody's blood is different than smelling your own blood.
Then so
it's like, you know, the taste that you always just have in your mouth and you don't even know it. It's like if you
it
and me started kissing right now, I would taste your mouth and you would taste my mouth, but I don't taste my own mouth right now. Do you know what I mean?
Have you used that line before?
That's the best way to explain the, like, blood smelling thing to people. So, yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it. So, yeah, you did smell a weird memory. Like, you can't deny that.
Yeah, I guess. I've never even thought about this. This is food for thought, you know? Who knows? Like,
I think you should go home tonight. I mean, you're going to anyways, magically. And you should ask Mrs. Claus, like, have a serious sit down with her. Maybe pour. Do you guys drink wine or?
No.
No? And what do you do to relax even at night?
We honestly don't relax ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any...
We don't have a bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
what the hell?
Yeah. Once you get high up in the world, like, literally, like, northbound, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been up to Concord, Ontario.
The laws, like, it's weird up there. You know what I mean? Like, you can live in a weird house and there's elves and all this stuff. So, like, it gets crazy.
Oh, those are laws?
No, I mean, like, the laws that you know don't, like, apply to life up there.
So, like, when the elves envelop a burglar and they just turn him into dust and bones, they don't. Yeah, there's no police or anything to investigate
that. Yeah, I ain't
gonna
call the
cops. Well, there's probably no cops up there. Yeah, that is
different. Last thing I need is cops sniffing around up there. You know what I mean?
That is different than us. Yeah, sniffing. Well, yeah. So you never have like actual downtime tête-à-tête with Mrs. Claus.
We, you know, like...
Can you actually talk about real things with her, or is it always like toys, toys, toys?
We talk about work a lot, yeah, because she helps out, too. She's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we don't, like, we never, like, sleep. We never... But we hang out and watch TV. Like I said, she watches Kelly and Michael every day.
Yeah.
And,
while she works.
Sorry?
While she works, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just on, and she's still, like, cooking a ham or some cookies or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but that's it.
So, can you have a moment with her where you say, you know what, I had a weird memory today of
me. Sure. I'm going to ask her when I get back.
Yeah. I'd be interested to find out what she says.
I'll come. What are you going to do on Christmas Eve? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Keswick, Ontario with my wife's family.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, also, if
I can... You should know that. There's some kids in that house.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know where you're going to go. I just know where the kids are going to be when I go around to give them their stuff.
You smell them from the sleigh.
Yes. So, I'll come by and I'll tell you
if there's anything else we should know.
Well, I'm going to ask her tonight, I'm saying. And then
I could do an actual Utopia to Me update.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so... Let's recap, because we've reached a limit here. We've learned some real amazing things about Santa Claus that we never would have imagined. The reindeers are like dogs. Who cares? They die every year. They're irreplaceable. They've all had any name you could imagine now, so who gives a shit what their name is?
Yeah.
You may have been a student at Fanshawe at one point in London, Ontario. And then you became Santa Claus.
I'm blind.
You're blind. You smell children's blood to see if they're naughty or nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell my memories from my own blood.
And other stuff, too, like about your health, about your life. Like, smelling your blood is like tapping into your brain. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's basically like our Facebook page.
Yeah. Yes and no.
And the elves are like these little bat, like half-inch bat-like piranha creatures that can envelop you and kill you, make you... Basically, like a flaming pair of bones, like the skeleton zombie in Return of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at your beck and call no matter what.
Pretty
and also
much.
Looking out for your protection. You don't even have a bed.
Nope.
You party all the time. I mean, you work all the time.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a party up there.
Yeah, because I like it. Yeah. I like my job. I love my work, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Claus works hard, too. She's a morale booster. She's making cookies. She's cooking hams. She's there for you. She's beautiful. She started working out again. She does yoga now. Looking good. So now you work every day except for Boxing Day. So we couldn't make a utopian world for you because you can't even think like that because of your life. So what we did for you was we made a utopian Boxing Day, the one day you have off.
Which I still think is good.
And it was very fun. So Boxing Day, your utopian version would be getting away from the gingerbread house, which is stale and old, but it's made by the same people that made...
Still a nice house. It doesn't like smell or anything. But it's like an old-looking gingerbread.
Right.
Still nice.
But it's got character then. It's a gingerbread house with character.
Yeah, it's nice. You'd like it, you know?
Oh, I'm sure I would. There's M&Ms on the roof?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like it. And so your beautiful utopian Boxing Day would be you on a tropical island... with Mrs. Claus, with the elves by your side, no reindeer, because most of them are dead from the night before, children wandering around, coming up to you on the...
Good children, yeah.
The nice children are there, telling you about the presents they got.
Mm-hmm.
No entertainment, you don't need it, you're relaxed.
Yeah,
you have
hot tub. Did you say that?
Hot tub in the big, beautiful Caesar's Palace, like...
Palatial
hotel room with columns everywhere, like Ionic columns. And you've got a heart-shaped bed. You guys are wearing the comfiest robes.
Doesn't this sound nice?
It's really beautiful. Are the robes red and white, like the robe you wear?
You know what? I don't even get sick of it. I don't even care if they're red and white. You know?
Well, like, I guess you can't see if you're blind. Who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point. But it's like, It's like Daredevil. You know what I mean? Like, I can still kind of see, but it's like a different sight than you can. It's like blood smelling.
You can actually see. You're blind, but you can see better than us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't have, like, the traditional vision that you have.
Right. No. Okay. And then, so you got Indian roti for dinner.
For breakfast.
Yep. Buffalo chicken sandwich for lunch.
Yep.
And then a huge, thick candy cane that fits right in your mouth that you suck on for hours.
Just an hour, all day.
Okay, for dinner.
Just enough to get
satiated.
Full from it, yeah. Right.
Wow. That is a huge insight into Santa's world. I don't think anybody would ever expect to know any of these details. Is there anything that you want to add, just in case, for the people listening out there?
Well, thanks for having me. This is my first podcast, and I really appreciate you having me on because, like I said...
Have you not even done WTF with Mark Maron?
No.
So I've got the exclusive.
Yes.
Santa Claus has only done my podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been nice, like, to finally, like, tell some people about what it's like, you know, and...
Yeah.
A bit about my life because people don't ask me. Everybody's always like, Santa, give me presents. Give me presents. Yeah. And I'm like... Give me the present of your time. You know what I mean?
Give me your presence.
Yes, thank you.
To actually just let me express
myself. Be myself, yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been a lot of fun, but all I can add is, you know, take care of each other, be good boys and girls, everybody, and keep me in your heart, because that's where I'll always be, and you'll always be in mine.
That's very nice, and we will keep you in our hearts for sure, and we know that... We will be in your heart, and if not, you can smell our blood pumping from our hearts no matter where we are.
I will, yes. I think that sounds nice.
Well, thanks so much, Santa Claus. Good luck this Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Great to see you again.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 everybody. Merry Christmas.
Can you believe it? That was actually for real Santa Claus on my podcast, Utopia to Me, episode 18. Santa, I know you're busy right now flying through the sky, whipping your dog-like sky dogs with reindeer, whatever you describe them as. I know you're whipping your sky dogs right now into a frenzy probably to get them all over the world. Thanks so much for stopping by and doing my podcast. And, everybody, thanks so much for listening. I don't know if Santa has a Twitter account, but I'm sure it's twitter.com/TheRealSantaClaus. And then he's got the verified checkmark beside his name because he's been on a ton of late-night TV shows or whatever. And follow him, look for him, tell him what you want. And I'm Chris Locke at Chris Locke Fun. We're at Utopia to Me. If you want to tweet at us and be like, you know, write questions to us, write questions to Santa. But otherwise, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much for listening, like always. I did a comedy show recently here in Ossington for the holiday season, and all my favorite acts on it, like Tim Gilbert was on it. I don't know why I'm accentuating his name right now, but the very funny Tim Gilbert was on the show amongst a ton of other good friends like Sarah Hennessy, Kathleen Phillips, Tom Henry, James Hartnett, and it was very fun. Nick Flanagan was on it, and a bunch of people that came to the show came up to compliment on Utopia to Me, and that's very nice. So the fact that people are watching it and then they're coming out to the shows, and we keep growing. Thanks so much, guys. Please keep passing it along. Tweet about it. You know, vote for it on iTunes with the stars and all that stuff. Give us reviews. Give us bad reviews. Give us nice reviews. I don't care. As long as Utopia to Me keeps getting attention, because I'm having so much fun making it. Once again, I'd like to thank Santa Claus. And for some weird arbitrary reason, just want to thank Tim Gilbert as well for being a good friend and a very funny man. And you guys have a good holiday season. Merry Christmas. All that stuff. Drink rum and eggnog, get wasted, barf, and at your parents' house. Thanks. Enjoy. Peace on earth.